We are up to Simin Shin Nun Dalid, and that's what we're going to be doing. Bor b'rishus harabim v'chulya b'svivo. You have a bor in the middle of the rishus harab. Now, a bor is a well. They used to take water from the well. A bor generally is a rishus hayachid itself. It's usually 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4 by 4 amas. And there's a little building, and now outside the bor is a rishus harabim. And there's a little building around the bor. That building, we'll see the different height. Im omed b'soch arba tefachim l'rishus hayachid. Mutter l'malos v'menu l'rishus hayachid. So to go and take from the bor into the rishus harabim is carrying from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim. What if within 4 tefachim of the bor you have another rishus hayachid? It'll be mutter to be mamale from the bor and pass it over to the other rishus hayachid. That's rishus hayachid to rishus hayachid. Afilu ein achulya gavoa yud. Even though this chulya itself is not 10 tefachim high. Now, what's pshat in this? Why is this? Now, the halacha is, if you have a space that is less than 4 tefachim between two rishus hayachids, even though it's in the rishus harabim, that little area could not be a rishus harabim, because the rabim will find it difficult to walk there, because it's narrower than 4 tefachim. Since that area is not going to be it's less than dalid, is not going to be rishus harabim, and it's an area that's less than dalid al dalid, it couldn't be a karmelis either. So the halacha would be that it is a makom ptur. The only issue is, though, that we saw that there's a day, and the Rama goes with this, that there's no such thing as a makom ptur. There is no such thing as a makom ptur within a karmelis. So that we would have to be talking about where this is really a Rishus HaRabim. So a Rishus HaRabim that has a Rishus HaYachid in the middle of it, a bor, and right next to that, the Rishus HaRabim ends and you have another Rishus HaYachid, that area over there is a Makom Ptur, so I can take water from the well and pass it into the house over the Makom Ptur. V'imu Rachik Dalet Rishus HaYachid. What happens if it is four tefachim away? Since it's 4 tefachim away, so the area between them is an actual rishus harabim. The halachi is ein mamale mimenu elim kente achul yagavoa yud. You can only be mamale if the wall around the well is 10 tefachim. Because since the wall around the well is 10 tefachim high, you're going to lift the water above 10 tefachim, pass that into the house. Above 10 tefachim in a rishus harabim is a makom ptur. So there it's going to be mutter. So the basic rule is, to take from a bor to a rishus hayachid, with a rishus harabim in between them is aser, you can only do with derech a makom ptur. So if you have less than 4 tefachim between them, that's a makom ptur. Or if you are in a situation where it's lamala miyud, it's mutter. But it's got to be that you have a building around it that's 10 tefachim high. Because if the building around it is not 10 tefachim high, who says that you're going to remember to keep it 10 tefachim high when you pass it? So Chazal would not have allowed it. And what we're talking about is, like, if you have a building there, but that building has a window in it that's lower than 10 tefachim high, you couldn't pass it. Because there too, unless it's within 4 tefachim of the Rishus HaYachid, you're dealing with an area that's considered a Rishus HaRabim. Sif Beis. Ashpa b'Rishus HaRabim. A dump in the Rishus HaRabim. Shegavoa yud v'rachba dalit. It is 10 tefachim high, meaning you have 10 tefachim worth of junk there. And it is 4 tefachim wide. Imi shel rabim mutr lizrok la m'Rishus HaYachid akarav la. You are in a Rishus HaYachid. You are throwing to that. In order for it to land on top of the pile, you have to be throwing higher than 10 tvachim. So you're throwing from a rishus hayachid to a rishus hayachid derech makom ptur. So the halachi is that it is mutter. Hagav lo chayshinan shemi yizgal gul min ashpil rishus harabim v'asi l'asuyi. We're not afraid that it's going to end up rolling into the rishus harabim and then you'll carry it back into the rishus hayachid. The ain derech lizrok la'ashpel advarim u'usim. What are you throwing into the ashpel? Something that you don't care about. So we're not afraid that you're then going to go collect it and bring it back into your house. Says the machaber, v'im hishel yachid. What if it is someone's personal dump that he normally empties out every once in a while? Aser. Mishum de yachid aser lofanas ashpel shalo. What's the problem? You're going to end up throwing to it when it'll be lower than 10 tvachim. There you're going to end up throwing in the Rishus Harabim. So that's Aser. So Lemaisa, the difference is that in an Ashpashal Rabim that never gets emptied, you are never going to be carrying, you're never going to be carrying in a Rishus Harabim. It'll never be Lamata Miyud. Once it's 10 Tvachim high, it'll remain that way. Whereas in one that gets get emptied frequently, there it would be Aser. So Lahalachi doesn't really depend on Yachid or Rabim. What it depends on whether or not it is osui lefanos, whether it's the kind of junk pile that regularly gets taken away in a way that we're afraid that then you're going to throw it and it's going to be lamato me'asara.